This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jam. Something we love to do each and every week is go onto Facebook and find people that really don't have any lives. That's why they go onto Facebook and fight each other. It's funny.
Well, it's a good thing we don't have any lives, too, because we love reading these things.
That's right. I mean, we really don't have lives. I mean, that's
no, not
actually,
at all.
You're very, very true. Well, this one's a doozy because it's like between three people. We found a fight between Ginger, Keith, and then Catherine, so it's a triple threat.
Yeah, from what I'm getting here, Catherine seems to be Keith's mom, so I get to be your mom today, Shady.
Interesting.
Yeah,
and I'm picturing Keith as kind of a dorky guy, so I need your best. So based on what I've read here,
well, let's get ready to read this bad boy. Here we go. Big announcement, everyone! I finally broke up with Keith. I mean, yes, we only did it for like 2 weeks, but that was the most bizarre 14 days of my life. I'm writing this now so no one else will make the same mistake. He's fine. After all, he has his mommy. I don't know what's going on with them, but it's definitely not natural.
Hey, I don't know what you're trying to insinuate about my mom.
Yes.
But we're close, and I don't appreciate this kind of insults. I get that you're hurt from breaking up, but that's no excuse to bring my family into this, Ginger. How would you feel if I insulted your mom?
She's an adult and can handle it, just like how I can handle my own life without running to my mommy for every little problem I have. Not only do you do that for even for a relationship advice, but she's all you talk about. I mean, no grown man should be that obsessed with his mama. Hello, Oedipus Complex calling?
I don't know who you think you are, girly, but you should never become between a boy and his mommy. He's over you because he's a prince and deserves someone better.
Oh, Christ, here she comes. Mom to the rescue. What a shocker. He's 30, lady. Maybe it's time to stop coddling him. I wouldn't be surprised if it turned out you breastfed him still. You are the background of his phone. I mean, that is totally, totally not normal.
I'm sorry you don't understand what a family is. That sounds like it's your problem, not ours.
Let me ask you a question, Keith. Does it seem weird that both your mom and I have green eyes? I mean, we also have basically the same hair. I literally look like a younger version of her. You don't seem Sigmund Freud to figure out that one.
You just don't understand the special relationship that a mother and son have. It's not surprising because you were a b**ch to my son. That's not a younger version of me. I was actually pretty and worth a damn, you tricky b**ch.
Just let it go, Ginger. Look what you did.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
My mom's a beautiful, wonderful lady, and she's upset because you find a more healthy outlet for your anger, Ginger.
Okay, fine, whatever. Let's just see what my radio station thinks of this fight and you and your mom special relationship that you have.
Oh my God. What a voice you put on there.
I was thoroughly entertained by that, Shady.
I'm very disturbed by what's going to happen.
I was a dork in my past life.
I'm guessing Keith, who we'll be talking to in just a minute, will not appreciate.
I want to see who's more of a dork. Okay, so by the way, we have little Miss Gingy on the phone. Good morning, Ginger.
Hi, guys.
So kind of tell us about Keith.
Okay, well, Keith and I met online, which is what you do nowadays, I guess. Mm-hmm. And he was this really cool dude. I mean, he's not that dorky. He was this really cool dude. We hit it off, and the first date, and then gradually, like, at the end of the date, I started noticing that he would bring up his mom, like, a lot. Like, every story was like, oh, my mom and I went on this trip, and then my mom and I went to dinner, and my mom's so funny, and like...
I mean, maybe he's just close to his family,
right?
Well, that's what I thought at the beginning. Like, at the beginning of the date, I'm like, oh my God, like, he loves his family, like, they're really close. And then I started realizing, like, more and more and more that it was getting a little much.
Creepy.
And a little obsessive and a little creepy.
Yeah, like, a little Bates Motel action going on.
Yeah. And so, I mean, most girls would think that would be, you know, sweet or whatever, but like the next date, he wanted to bring her the movies with us.
Oh, no.
Well, listen, you know, obviously Keith is on the phone with us. Keith, literally, dude, you
Chef Keith.
Go ahead. Tell us.
There's nothing creepy about my mother, okay, or our relationship. And, you know, get this guy an acting lesson, please.
There's nothing creepy about my mother in this relationship. Come on, Keith. I mean, there's obviously a little, there's something a little weird.
You love your mom, Keith. That's normal.
But that's a little much, I think.
To bring her on the date and to, like, bring her into your kind of, like, relationships, you can understand maybe why she would be, like, put off by that.
It was just one time that we hung out. Like, I mean, wouldn't you want to meet my mother if we were dating? I mean, what's the problem?
Well, Keith, I wouldn't bring my mother to a date.
Keith, it was really creepy. Like, we just met, we hung out once, and then you asked her to come. That's not sexy. And I feel like your mom was like all up in
Oh, it's not sexy that I'm close to my family. I'm not close to my family.
It's weird. It's not sexy to bring your mom on a date with you.
Oh my gosh, don't you imitate him.
It's not. It's like, yeah,
you would know because you have a lot of faith, I'm sure.
A whole zero in the past 6 months. But still, the fact is that I wouldn't. I don't know. I mean, maybe offer to bring her over to your mom's for dinner, but to bring your mom on a date, that's...
Is she really the background of your phone?
My mom was around, you know, she was bored. I wanted to invite her along. It was a very, like, sort of spur of the moment thing. Of course, I'm going to tell my mother she can come along. I don't care what this girl thinks.
Keith, do you live with your mom?
What does that have to do with it?
Because I can just imagine your mom picks out your outfits for your dates. I mean, it's just a thought.
No, my mom doesn't pick out my outfits, but my mom is involved in my life because she's an amazing person. You know, we have a close relationship.
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Everyone loves that.
I don't want to question it too much. I feel like that wouldn't be the correct thing for me to do here, but is she really the background of your phone?
I have a picture of my family on the back. Yeah.
Okay, Ginger, what is the picture on the background of his phone?
It's not, I mean, if he considers just his mom his family, it's not
that's
like
what I thought.
Picture at a family reunion. Uh-huh.
Right.
It's like, he gave birth to me. I can't remember my phone background.
At
like a wedding or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've gotten his take. Ginger, out of curiosity, what do you think's going on?
Oh, God, let's not.
I think something weird is going on. Yeah. It just seems a little inappropriate.
I just love my mom, Ginger.
I just love my mom. Okay, I have one more question, too, for you, Keith. When you had your senior high graduation photos, did you include your mom in them?
Yeah, because I bring my mom to my senior photos.
I just imagine him on the wall with his mom in a professional photo.
He doesn't like us anymore.
I think your imagination is running away to very deluded places, okay? I just have a close relationship with my mother.
Oh,
that's really it.
Listen. Yeah, I'm just messing with you. There's nothing but love and admiration for your mom, and as every man should have for his mom. So we're just toying around with you. It's just for fun. But is there any way that you two can reconcile, though? It seems like you kind of dated and now you're not.
Get back together and talk.
There's no way in hell that I would want to ever go out with her again. I would rather slam my appendages in a drawer.
Mom.
Ginger, I don't take my mom on dates if you want to go out sometime.
It'll just be me.
I'm desperate.
It's Kristen in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It's time for your misconnections.
Yeah.
It's a very romantic time that we offer this to you each and every Wednesday. You're out and about, maybe, I don't know, getting gas or walking your dog on the street of your neighborhood and find that super hot person you can't say anything to.
Yeah. You like my little sound effects?
I like that, yes. It's very, very erotic. Then, of course, we go to Craigslist and find these amazing stories of people that just couldn't say anything out of their mouth, and they decided to write it instead. I'll kick it off today. It's Women for Men. This one is titled, I Found a Leprechaun, and He Found My Pot of Gold.
That's what she said.
That's right. Oh, and by pot of gold, I meant my vagahita. I hope that's clear because I've never thought a short redheaded guy could blow my mind like that. I mean, yes, we were drunk, but that was totally out of this world good. We met at the city bar on St. Patrick's Day. I was the girl in green tights. You had sex with me. You had on that leprechaun outfit with a beard and everything. I was just expecting to be boring, missionary, or whatever, but boy, am I glad I was wrong. You were so good that I thought my head was going to explode. What sucks is that I never got your name, and all I have to remember you is by a fake beard and damp sheets. Please come back over soon. Kisses. Never cute. Happens to you.
That's cute.
That's cute.
I mean, I guess I gotta dress up like a leprechaun. Yeah. Anyway, mm-hmm. So I got one here. It's a men. Ooh. It's men for men. It's titled, "Were You Flirting? 'Cause it's cool if you were." Hi. I've never done anything like this before, so bear with me. I'm Rich. My name. And I'm trying to find the guy who, I guess, what hitting on me at Shamrock last night.
We read these word for word, by the way.
I had never been on there before, and honestly, I had no idea what was going on. You had on that pink and white striped V-neck t-shirt under your hoodie, and I thought you were pretty cute. My wife and I had been talking about trying an open marriage, and I'm into you.
Oh, my.
I was just really nervous, and I'm socially awkward.
Yes.
I'm a mess.
Yes.
Please, I'll be back there tonight, and I hope to see you there. My wife is home, but she'll get it.
No, I probably not. She won't get it. My baby's electric. Baby, I'm electric. Yes, indeed. It is time for the electric chair. It's always a great time that we enjoy, you know, making each other go a little bit hard and deep when it comes to hurting each other.
Oh, wow. That was some pretty descriptive language you used
there. That's how I did. So, listen, I picked Shady's name, so today Shady is going to have to answer a trivia question, and if he gets it incorrect, I get to zap him with his dog collar on.
While he's singing a little song for us.
Yes, a little ditty.
I'm like, my hands are all sweaty.
Well, you're
knees
going
weak,
down.
Hands are sweaty.
Yeah.
Yep, because every week now we're putting up by 5, so it's at 50 right
so
now.
So yesterday, myself and Aaron were both zapped at 45%.
Yes, we were.
Ooh,
it hurt.
Honey, it's not fun. All right, Shady, here you go. You have two categories here. One has to do with burping, and the second one has to do with online dating.
Are any of them true or false questions?
They are not.
Oh, man. I'll go with the... Aaron, which one do you think I should go with?
Do online dating since you have Tinder Gold.
I'm going to go with online dating since I am a Tinder Gold member, subscriber.
Oh, I love that. All right. Here we go. The dating site AshleyMadison.com recently asked members to name the most attractive accents. What is the most attractive accent?
Ooh.
Girl! It is on.
I mean, I've got.
There's so many.
I'm looking at you because.
Well, I mean.
Well, he can't help you. No one helped me yesterday.
Well, that's.
But me and Shady are like bros.
Exactly.
Oh, whatever.
Whatever.
We got this bromantic thing going on. So I'm between French and British.
Oh, see, I was gonna say German. Just very, very, very German. Oh, that was like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm gonna go with British.
British. Again, the dating site AshleyMadison.com recently asked members to name the most attractive accents, and your answer is British. I am sorry to say, Shady, that is incorrect. French.
No,
I knew it. I knew it. Yeah, I knew I shouldn't go with French.
I gotta say, for women, I find a French accent to be very sexy. Now, when you were talking British accent.
Although that came in at number 2, by the way, British. Yeah. So you
were
close.
Very close. Wow, see? 1 and 2. I just had them flip-flops.
It's okay. Yeah. Now, when you were thinking British, were you thinking like a posh British accent?
Yeah.
Like, were you thinking more Cockney, sir?
I was thinking more Cockney.
A little bit more Cockney accent.
Yes.
Oi, love.
All right, so.
He was thinking of the Queen. Shady.
So we've got this this song up here.
And I just need to make sure that I have this correct. So it's the Y button.
It's the Y button. It's the button your finger's on. So
Really quick shout out to our big boy Shaw. He wants to shout out.
Shaw is listening?
He's watching.
Oh, thanks, Shaw.
Hi, Shaw.
Yes.
Congratulations, Shaw, too, by your big win.
He also said he's down to do the quiz and get tased, so we got to get him.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
Okay, so awesome. So, of course, we're playing a song, and I will be zapping Mr. Shady during his phenomenal song today.
I can't stop moving.
I know you're nervous. So what song are we singing today?
Today we're singing the classic song, Mr. Sandman.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So here we go.
It starts
of course,
right away.
We start the song. Are you ready, Shady?
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
Mr. Sandman.
Oh, not yet.
Mr. Sandman. Bring
me a dream. Bung, 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 bung. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Bung, 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 bung. Give him two lips like roses and clover.
Yes!
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Man, ah! Woo! Bung, 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 bung. Don't nobody to call down. Bung, 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 bung. Please turn on your beam.
You're just torturing him now.
I love it. Oh, good for you.
Oh,
Shady.
Wow. You fought through it.
I zapped you twice.
Wow.
How was that?
Krista, you want to get a room at the Motel
Yes,
8
let's
down
do
here?
That. Done.
Download the podcast now.